Okay, did not practice today. Peyton, TJ, Danny, David Bruton, CJ, Ronnie Hillman, Omar Bolden, and Shane Ray was sick. Limited today. Vernon Davis, back to work, was cleared to come back to practice. Caldwell, Sylvester, Williams, Benny Fowler, Evan Mathis, Vance Walker, Darren Stewart, Owen Daniels, Michael Schofield, and D-Ware, and everybody else was full. Really, the thing that changed was that Shane is sick, and Vernon was cleared to return to practice today.
So with Vernon, is it now you have to wait and see how he responds?
Yeah, they still got to get the full clearance, but he was able to return today. So he and Danny, I guess we'd still say they're both still in the protocol. So, but Vernon was cleared to come out here today.
In our lowers.
Danny's doing good. I don't know those stages. I know the practice is one stage, so that would be him trying to come back and practice tomorrow if he's cleared to do that, and then the game's the next stage. So, Vernon would be a step ahead right now.
In our little open period, it seemed like Ronnie was doing some drills, but he was listed as not practicing.
Yeah, Ronnie did not practice. He did a little bit early, the walkthrough stuff when we were getting started, but no, he did not practice. The expectations are for him and CJ to be full participants tomorrow. We'll see.
So that would put him in line to be able to play on Sunday?
Yeah, my expectations are. I think they're both making up ground. We picked up the tempo a little bit today from yesterday, but trying to get those guys to Friday right now. Yeah, I think there's a chance. I mean, he's worked that way the last 2 days. We have a lot of confidence in him. He played a lot last week, played well. So, I mean, he's in line rep-wise to go in there if need be. But I think those other two guys, tomorrow will be a big indicator for him. But our expectations are for them to be there.
Did Hank do anything today?
Same thing. He's doing the same thing in the mornings. If something changed, I'll let you guys know. But same routine the rest of the week.
How did you respond?
It was good. He came out fine. Yeah, he came out fine, so we went through the same routine today.
Is he ruled out for Sunday, Gary?
Who's that?
Is Peyton ruled out
yes,
for Sunday?
Yes, definitely, yes.
Is there Anderson a chance?
Zaire? You know what? We've got some options that we're looking at. There's a couple things we can do with Corey and with Todd. We can move Brandon. There's things we can do with those three inside. So we're kind of working through it right now, make a decision. But Zaire is always an option.
Would it be Todd if Danny could go?
We're going to make that decision, but we've been working a couple different ways here for a couple days. So we'll see.
Have you ever had a week like this?
No. That is the longest list I've ever had. But I think some guys are pushing to get there, so I think tomorrow's a big indicator for us as a team. But we've had good work. I mean, I think our work was good today. Obviously, we're not in our pads and stuff like we are on Thursday, but our reps are good. So, I think we're having a good week. Just got to see what takes place over the next 48 hours.
When you sent home Shane, was that for his benefit or to kind of benefit?
Yeah, he's just really sick this morning, so we sent him to the doctor, and from the doctor they sent him home. I don't know, something going on with his throat, so.
Working Roby safety much, or what's your plan
there? No, we'll see where David and Omar are tomorrow, but Shiloh's getting reps really quickly because he knows what he's doing. He knows our scheme, so there's no reason for us to make a bunch of adjustments. I think we have the ability to do some of that, but right now we're okay. We'll just keep going and see how we are game day.
How did
Sly? He's doing fine. My expectations are for Sly to be ready to go from what I've seen the last 2 days.
About Simeon have to go in the game in the second quarter, say, can you ready to win you a game?
You better be. Yeah. Mike, he's working good. I we got a lot of confidence in him. I think skill-wise, he's got all the skill to play in this league and be effective in this league. The question is going to be, all the other intangible stuff when it's time to go. But he's worked hard and done a good job, and if he goes in there, we got to go in there and still find a way to move the ball and be successful. So, but he's a good kid. He's working hard. I think he's got a bright future.
Is DeMarcus still making the progress?
Yeah, really good progress. Today looked really good. I think if everything's full tomorrow, then we put our plan in place of how much he plays. But it sure looks like we're working toward him being ready to go.
How about Lou coming off the groin? How much did resting Sunday help?
It definitely helped. Evan's still a little hobble with his ankle, but we're going to play all three of them somehow, some way. But it was good for Lou to get through that way.
With Vernon coming back, last couple games you guys run a lot of two tight ends, more than you did earlier in the season. Is it a comfort thing to just see with that personnel that just really you like and being able to utilize different versions of his talent?
Well, it does settle the game down a little bit as far as what you get defensively as a coach. You know, when you're playing the three and four wides all the time, you get a lot of different stuff. And when you're playing two tights or two backs, the game settles down a little bit. So that's a big part of it. But he's a weapon too. You know, with him and OD on the field, they've been very effective since their time together, which has been, a month, I think. So we should continue to grow with that package. And I think Virgil's come in and played well, so we got a lot of confidence in him.
When you evaluate a defense in terms of its strength, because this defense is being listed as one of the best this team franchise has had, if you look at takeaways, sacks, third down, what are some of the things that jump out?
I think as an offensive coordinator, the thing I always look at defensively is scoring. I mean, you know, those great I go back and some of the teams that Bill has had, defenses he's had, and they'd be at the top defense, allowing points type of deal. May allow some yards at time, but don't allow points. Obviously, we've been ranked very high throughout the course of the year. But I think the biggest thing with us defensively is when we do get turnovers, we have the ability to make even bigger plays, So that's been very important. And, we've been able to cover. And when you can do that and make people get the ball out quick, you get a chance to be really effective. So hopefully we can keep going. A lot of guys are contributing to the cause, and this week won't be any different.
What have you seen out of Ryan Harris his last few years?
I think one of the things that's happened with Ryan is we've been able to get Ryan good, healthy, and rested. We went through a period there with our tackles. Obviously, we've lost two this year, which made it tough on us. And we probably were wearing Ryan out, and it wasn't his fault. It's all we had. Tyler coming in, taking a few reps off of him, taking practice reps off of him, has allowed Ryan to really freshen up. And, I'm hoping Ryan's ready to play his best football as his career here down the stretch.
Okay,
y'all have a good day.